The head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, is joining us now outside the Beaver bench. Tom, I thought that was a tremendous character gut check win for you guys.
I agree. I just told the guys we were left for dead in the first there, and we made a couple plays and got back in, and then, you know, we made it a ball game after that. And there were some dicey moments, but at the end of the day, the guys found a way, and that was, you're right on. It's a gut check.
The first goal there obviously changes things to cut it to 2-1, but I thought to get that thing back to 2-2 before you even head to the locker room, that was another turning point.
Well, it was a butt kick in that first period, you know, and it was a butt kick, and who's kidding who, but the last five, we kind of salvaged it.
Penalty kill looked good to start tonight, and again, they had their fair amount of opportunities again tonight. Does the number of penalties that you're taking concern you at all or not?
We didn't take that. We took three tonight, Schulze.
Well, it seemed to come in bunches.
Well, I don't know.
Killing back to back.
I'll take three every game. If we can, I'll take three penalties a game. I just don't want five and six.
Well, there was last night, but what a great goal by Austin Jopy for the game winner. And that game, again, flipped. They hit a double post. They hit both corners. And within a minute later, you're up 4-3.
Yeah.
Game just turns on a dime, doesn't it?
It's a crazy game. And last night, we hit two posts that we could have had increased the lead by two. It just is what it is. Everything goes in waves. Maybe they deserve better fate tonight. But, again, the bottom line was we won the game, and I'm really happy for our guys. And it was a big sweep on the road.
You were juggling things up there in the third period. Was somebody out for a stretch in that third period?
Or? No, I wasn't. I just made a few adjustments.
Well, Jopy with Sillinger and Iarullo, those three can.
No,
make
but
some
that
plays.
Was that was a line change. That was a line change. We were getting the fourth line out there, and Joop's got the goal, and so then I obviously when we scored, we changed lines. But no, I wanted to get that line out there with Jones and. Lewandowski and Yuppie out there, and with the other guys just couldn't get off. So
Matias seems very active with his blocker, more so than I've seen in goalies recently. He seems to be seeing the puck pretty well if you're making blocker saves all the time, aren't you?
He's a good athlete. He's a very good athlete. He's a little undersized, but he's a heck of an athlete, and you saw that this weekend.
Do you have better rebound control off of the blocker than you do with the pillows?
I don't know. No, I mean, you don't. You can't. It's hard to control rebounds with the blocker, but, I mean, it just is. I mean, if that's where the shot's going, that's where the shot's going. I mean, you got to utilize where the shot is. So
winning two on the road is tough. Congratulations, Tom.
All right, thanks.
See you at home next week. Beavers winners today by the final score of 4-3.